For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
We wanted to follow suit.
Assemblymember Charles Barron, following through in New York State on legislation signed by California Governor Jerry Brown last week, prohibiting the use of grand juries in California cases where police kill civilians. The bill was introduced by California State Senator Holly Mitchell in response to high-profile cases in Ferguson and in New York City. This is where grand juries failed to indict police officers for the deaths of Mike Brown and Eric Garner. Charles Barron is calling for a ban on grand juries in cases involving the killing of civilians by police in New York State.
What this would do, in fact, it would take the grand jury out of the indictment process, since DAs, they say, have so much influence over a grand jury that they can get an indictment on a ham sandwich, but they can't seem to get indictment on cops, police officers who kill us.
Governor Andrew Cuomo appointed New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman as special prosecutor in cases where police are involved in the death of civilians going forward. But this doesn't go far enough, according to Barron. That's because the special prosecutor could impanel a secret grand jury, and then we'd be back at square one.
You don't want to have a special prosecutor that can go to a secret grand jury, hide behind the cover of a grand jury, and say, oh, I presented the case to the best of my ability, they just didn't indict. Well, we don't know that you presented it to the best of your ability because it's secret.
And secrecy, the lack of transparency, is what Josh Moskowitz with Beldock, Levine & Hoffman, who represents the Garner family, points out that what's often overlooked is that the four officers who were with NYPD Officer Pantaleo when he put Garner in that deadly chokehold got immunity. This from D.A. Donovan for their testimony to the grand jury.
The significance of the fact that the district attorney gave immunity to all these other officers in order to get them to testify, or encourage them to testify. And the truth is, what we don't know, because we haven't seen the transcripts, is what did they say? I mean, we know there was all these other officers involved, including supervisor officers. You can see them in the video, and they're standing around and they're not doing anything. And I think it's going to be hugely important for us to know what they said in the grand jury. I mean, it had to have had some impact on the decision not to indict, or at least that would be the perception.
Barron wants to open up the process.
This way, with my bill and city council members' resolution and Senator Perkins' bill in the Senate, this would call for the grand jury to be out of the process, and all of that would be public before a judge in a preliminary hearing.
The assembly member says the next step is to put together a coalition. He says you can phone his office at 718-257-5824. This is to join the coalition to ban grand juries.
We're putting that coalition together. I will be petitioning my colleagues in the state assembly to get on board. Assemblyman Nick Perry, who's the chair of the Black and Latino and Asian Caucus, said he wanted to co-sponsor the bill with me, and we're trying to get co-sponsors in the Senate. Senator Perkins said he will push it in the Senate, and so the next step is for us to get to our colleagues. We're going to put together the coalition, because this will have to take pressure from the bottom up, not negotiations in back rooms from the top down.
Assemblymember Charles Barron, and you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Chelsea Manning, formerly known as Brad Manning, is the intelligence analyst who has been incarcerated at Fort Leavenworth. She was convicted in 2013 of espionage and other offenses for sending more than 700,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks, this while working in Iraq. She's serving a 35-year sentence for leaking reams of war logs, diplomatic cables, and battlefield video to the anti-secrecy website in 2010. Today, she faces new charges for violating the rules of her incarceration, disciplinary charges which could result in putting her into indefinite solitary confinement. There are four charges against her: disrespect and disorderly conduct for sweeping food onto the floor, having an expired tube of toothpaste, and contraband in her cell, LGBTQ reading material, including a Vanity Fair with Caitlyn Jenner on the cover. Evan Greer is with Fight for the Future.
It's entirely unclear why these reading materials would be considered contraband, or how Chelsea would even have them, since the prison would have already screened anything that she would have received in terms of reading materials. So that one's also very perplexing and raises a lot of eyebrows about whether the prison's simply cracking down on her because of her gender or sexuality or the things that she's reading or the politics that she's reading about.
Manning goes before a board of three people this afternoon. She has been denied access to the prison legal library. She's prevented from having an attorney present at her hearing. Activists, though, will deliver a petition this morning to the Army calling for a public, not private, hearing to ensure she's treated fairly and to demand that these charges against Chelsea Manning be dropped. Almost 100,000 people have signed the petition. For more information, go to freechelsea.com. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.